And I believe that the selection show on television is on Fox Sports Detroit, so I'm not sure at what time they're beginning. We've heard conflicting reports. I've heard 6, 6:30, and 7 o'clock all within about a 5-minute stretch. So I say tune in at 6 o'clock and see what's on. And no Lions this weekend, so there's no excuse for you to miss the selection show.
Pick up of 5 yards on the previous play, so 2nd down and 5 coming up. The handoff goes up the middle, and down inside the 10-yard line, that is Brian Dukoski. As he broke free over the middle, he's tackled near the 5-yard line. So, Jason, the Pirates in business here. First and goal from the 5 with 7:13 to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, they need to punch it in here. They blew an opportunity when they had the ball inside the 10 in the first half, and now they got it again here in about the same area. They're going to spot it officially at the 6-yard line. So a chance here for Harbor Beach to cut into that 10-point lead and put a little pressure on USA.
They'll split a receiver wide to the right. It's the quarterback, Sorensen. He's into the end zone. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. With 6:53 to play in the third quarter, the Pirates pull themselves right back into this football game, trailing 16-12 with the conversion try coming up.
Well, nice job by Sorensen there. Got a good block on the outside by Aaron Ginther and was able to easily walk into the end zone from 6 yards out.
So the conversion try coming up here for the Pirates. I was just informed by Paul Adams, the show is at 7 o'clock, and it is an hour-long show this year. Here's a 2-point conversion try and stop short of the end zone was Derek Puff, the ball carrier. So with 6:53 to go here in the third, the Pirates pull themselves right back into this football game, down 16-12 on Cruise 102 FM.
During hunting season, sometimes you get the deer, sometimes the deer gets you.
Hey, watch out for that deer!
Son of a...
What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. The deer hit capital of the thumb. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today, M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality, more selection. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
6:53 to play here in the third quarter. 16-12. The Pirates have scored to cut into that 10-point Patriot lead. Here's Canfield on the kickoff return. Canfield up over the 30 to the 34-yard line. That is where the Patriots will start their first drive here in the second half.
That last Harbor Beach scoring drive, 7 plays, 50 yards. Sean Sorensen, a 6-yard touchdown run, the 2-point conversion, no good. That's the second 2-pointer they missed out on. If they were able to convert those two, we'd have ourselves a tie ball game here. So that's something to keep an eye on as we go forward here, the 2-point conversion story.
First and 10 for the Patriots. They'll spot the football officially at the 33-yard line. Harper up under center, full house formation behind him. Harper will turn and hand it off, and it's Canfield, the ball carrier. Canfield up over the 35, closer to the 39-yard line. Pickup of 4 on the play, 2nd down and 6 coming up. .620 to play here in the third quarter. Patriots come back up to the line of scrimmage here. Harper calls out the play. Takes the snap, and he ran into one of the backs in the backfield. He'll just tuck it in and run it himself. We've got a late penalty marker here on the play as Canfield ran into Harper, and Harper has close to a first down yardage here. Let's see what the penalty marker is.
Yeah,
face mask penalty against the Pirates. So
that'll add 15 yards on to the end of the run, and USA will cross midfield. And
whether it was a first down or not, they're going to have it now by way of penalty.
It was a late flag, too, so it looked like Harper was pretty much down on the play, too. So either the official got the flag out kind of slow or it happened right at the very end of the play. Either way, a big, nice chunk of yards for USA gained on that as they picked about 5 yards on the run, then 15 by penalty.
Clock running now, just under 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 16 to 12.
Trying to keep my pen warm. Really cooled off here tonight.
First and 10 on the Pirate 40-yard line as Harper takes the snap. Canfield takes the handoff. And Canfield pushes his way down inside the 40-yard line. Pickup of 2 on the play. Probably leading North Huron at the break 28-7. Second down and 8 coming up here for the Patriots.
Any updates on the sugar beets at all?
They're running 24-7. Handoff for the Patriots goes to Tyler Dick, and Tyler Dick finds his way down inside the 35-yard line to the 34-yard line. So third down coming up for the Patriots. 4:45 to go here in the third quarter.
Well, I guess I got to give, that's my official shout-out to all the beet farmers out there doing their part, driving past my house all the time and dropping their beets off in Bay City.
Third down and 4 coming up. 4.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Harper up under center, managed to get the football away as he stumbled away from the line of scrimmage there. Tyler Dick again, the ball carrier, and it's going to be short of the first down by about a yard, maybe a yard and a half. So a fourth down play coming up for the Patriots. 4:05 to go in this third quarter, and USA up 16-12.
Big play for the Harbor Beach defense here on fourth. It looks like about a yard and a half. They're going to call it 2 yards here, but looks like a short two, but for Harbor Beach, this is a big play for their defense here. Their offense put together a nice little drive on their last possession. If they can hold USA here and get that ball back, they give themselves a chance to take the lead.
Harper gets the snap, hands it off, and Tyler Dick, the ball carrier, and Tyler Dick taken down inside the 20-yard line near the 17, so a first down for the Patriots. Keeps the drive alive with 3:30 to play here in this third quarter.
And that's where USA's had most of their success. Tyler Dick, again, showing a nice run right up the heart of that Harbor Beach defense. They've gotten some yards to the outside as well, but it seems like when they've needed a big play, they just take that ball and shove it right down Harbor Beach's throats, and that's how they got one of their touchdowns earlier. Tyler Dick, nice 20-yard touchdown run.
Harper up under center, full house formation. Going to hand it off. And it is going to be Tyler Dick again, the ball carrier. He has run out of bounds near the 12-yard line. Actually, they're going to mark it closer to the 10-yard line. So a pickup of about 7 on the play, 2nd and 3 coming up. 3:05 to play here in the third quarter. On 2nd down. Harper will take the snap and hand it off. Going up the middle, Tim Canfield. He is into the end zone. Touchdown, USA.
Well, nice job by Canfield there. Dragged a couple of would-be tacklers that last yard or two and took it into the end zone from 10 yards out.
So the Patriots score again with 3:03 to play here in this third quarter. Back to a 10-point advantage, 22-12 with the conversion try coming up. Patriots answered the Harbor Beach drive to start this third quarter. Pirates drove it right down the field, scored to pull it back within 4, and Patriots get the football with right around six and a half minutes to go here in this third quarter and put a nice drive together of their own and get a touchdown. The 2-point conversion is good. 24-12, 3:03 to go.